small of psochem ketanim, and the smaller doors that are less than dalat fochem and dalat fochem, we say usually a mei sholem does not go out through such a small door, and therefore those doors are torn. In the case where the door is closed, so the tumah does not go through it. So that's a deal over here. So the Gemara says to kadaikis mineva shlokish wants a medayik like this. The taima the taptav chovches. The taima. What's the reason why it has lech of a tumas meis that we say the doors have tumah under it also? The shoulder kayemis, because the form is still kayem. You can still tell like it's from a body, it's from a mace. Mashmudo halav hochi. If after the mace was burnt up, the ashes will be spread around, you can't tell it comes from a mace anymore. Then tor, then it would be tor. That's a deed Rosh Lakish makes, that a mace that's nispalbul, or that gets mixed up, so it becomes tor. The same thing as shvir also, shetafu, the name of, is there has no tumor on it. So Morris says no. Like if Yechon says back to Rosh Lakish, no, other rabbi, just the opposite. I would tell you, doik minon agis, to make a deed this way. They say like this. Shoulder kayemes, who did Torah like psochim ketanim? Only true if the mace was burnt up and the form is still in one piece, it still looks like one big mace. Then the lock is it has a lock of a mace sholim that only the big doors are tamei and not the small doors. Who did Torah like psochim ketanim? That's why we say the small doors in that room are Torah, because we do not say it's oimish for the mace to go out through those small doors that are less than 4x4 tefachim, but rather it's only to take it out through one of the bigger doors. But the deek would be, let's say the mace is not shown, let's say the form is mevuvom, the ashes are spread out. Then it could be that psochem ketani, psochem ketanim, nami mitamim. It could be that even then the small doors of the room also become tamei. Why? Duchochad v'chad chozim afuke chad chareiver. Each door like you take out one aver, and that's the lock of the Mishnah over there, Noilis. That if you have a kizayis min hamais in the room, that even the small doors, even though it's only pasach tefach by tefach, they become tummy also. See, if Rabbi Yochanan says he has no deek from this Mishnah to say that if the mace is in its pazer, if the ashes are spread out, it has no tumas mace, then maybe other rabba. If the ashes are spread out, it also has a tumas mace on it. And then it's even the chumrah that even the small doors also become tummy. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish. Oh, Malay Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Rabbeinu is about Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yochanan the Yom HaKemah, who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that a mace, even though it's nispazer, still has two mace on it, who does he go like? Kerableza, Yom HaKemah, Kerableza. Tanan learned like this. Eifer Serufim. Let's say you have a burnt up mace, you have his ashes that were burnt up ashes of a mace. If you have a right of the cover, a vias of a cover, of that ashes, it has tumas mace on it. So kifti, you see that even those ashes still it has tumas mace. The other one says, Hechi dami mace nisra for shoulder kiyemis. How do you have this? What's the case to say that you have a mace that was completely burned up and the ashes are still in the form of a mace that doesn't get spread out? Some Rabbi Abayi says the case could be kagoin sheshofu agabi katavlo. It was burnt, and Rashi says, ketavla means or a piece of leather-like, shor that was cooked up well, because it's very hard. Vienna, this reference in the mace doesn't get burnt up with the mace. So, you wrap this around the mace, and then you burnt up the mace. The ashes are still in the form of the original mace. Ravam Rava says, we're going to sofra agave apudrin, that you burnt it. Rashi says, agave apudrin means evan shayish, a marble stone, and therefore the fire doesn't ruin it. For Tavayak Goyin, Shasui is base kibble, like both these kimtas are, that this was the base kibble, like a form to hold the mace still in it. Even though the mace was burnt up, the ashes are still in the form of the original body. Ravina says, no, could even be Goyin, the Yachruchi, we're talking about with just the outside of the body got burnt, like a third degree burn, that's all, Rashi says. Yachruchi Yachruchi had mace, but for the Nasai, it didn't become ashes. So that could also be where a Yachruchish holds, that still, alright, that would be a case that the tumas mace is still there, even because Rosh Lakish, just because the form is still kayim. But in case where the form is not kayim, then you would not have the tumas mace. According to Rosh Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you would still have the tumas mace. Yeah, most of this Torah Rabban, one of the brides like this. Hamapelis yad chatucha v'rega chatucha. And Nisha has a miscarriage, where it comes out as just the form of the hand. or the form of a regal. I mean, right, it's like not the form. There's a hand, and just a hand comes out, like it was cut off on the rest of the body. Or else just the foot comes out. So, lochoriz, imoy tumeya leida. We say yes, that's tumeya leida, and therefore the mother has a tumas leida. But, and bein chachishin, bein chachishin, we're not afraid that shema miguf otam bol, maybe came from a body that had no form to it at all. And that halach, then the lochoriz, the isha doesn't have any tumas leida. But we say no, must probably rove, like fetuses, has a form to it. And now that the regular yad came out, it came out from a vlad. And therefore, it's considered like she has tumas leida, she had a leida. So it must be like this, that Rav Chisda v'Ramba Barav Huna, the Amr Tavai, they both say that a noisnin lo yimei toya. The Chiddush is, though, that we don't say this lekula, only lechumra. Meaning to say that, even if you want to say she has to be machmir, maybe it was a zocha, maybe it's nekevam, so the first 14 days, she's for sure she's tummy. The question is usually, though, the next, at least till the 40th day, if she sees dam, it should be dam toyer, like at most it was a zochon, so she's torn until the 40th day. Over here though we say no, we don't give her these yimei toyer. That even she sees dam, even if they're 13, 14, 15, 16 days later, still she's tummy. So the question is my time, what's the reason why? The chur is called the later, so she should at least have the days of tyra like a zochon has, at least until the 40th day. So we must know here the chiddush is, they hold, Ema have to be afraid to say, maybe, Herchika Leidosa. That maybe the pshat is that really, the most of the body came out before. And that was the real Leida. So now this is just the end of it. So therefore, maybe her Leida finished it, the Yimei Toya finished already. And now really she'd be like afterwards. So therefore, Lechumra, we give her a din as if she has a Leida now. So Lechumra, she's tummy right now. But not Lekula. Lekula, we say we can't give her the din Yimei Toya. And Rashi says that a machikuk aleidosa means haray kama yom shiotsa rav avlad levor. Maybe a long time ago it happened that the rest of the body came out already. Look for over yimei toyer. It happened over 40 days ago, and it passed by rather yimei toyer shalom. And therefore, we do not give yimei toyer. We only go to chumra to say she has yimei tumah now. 14 days she's tumah, but not yimei toyer. So this Gemara says Moshe Rabbi Yosef asked the question. It says. Hamapelis, the nisha has a miscarriage. The ain yodua matpil. We don't know what came out. So it says teishu lezochra nekeva, that she has to go luchumra to sit for zochra nekeva. Meaning to say, for the first 14 days she's tamei, and then until the 40th day she has yimei taira. So the question is why? The sagadim can tell me a thing. The sagadaitach that call ki hai gavna or anything like this. We say the call ki hai gavna. That any time she sees something, it's possible she saw parts of it before already. So listen, she should have learned to hear also Ulanida. So Mapela, she doesn't know what came out. Like, let's be afraid, maybe only a regal came out. And maybe Taka, the rest of the body came out way before. Says, so it's past Yimei Taira. So she had to be choshev. If she sees dam, she'll be regular Nida also. So why didn't it say it? So Marin says, Amrabai Yabai says like this. It's Taka true, that's Talocha. But he told Lanidah, if I would have said on that Mishnah that he had Bechoshes Lanidah also, Habimin, I would have thought to say, maybe Korban V'ein and Echel. That if Shart is the other suffering to say that maybe he wasn't delayed there altogether. See, if even though we tell him to bring the Korban, but it's only Min HaSofik, and therefore when the Kohen brings it, he cannot eat from the Chat to say. That's what I would have thought to say. Yes, Kamashman, that's the Chiddush no the Nechel. That for sure it's Vadi there was a later. It's only a question when, 40 days ago or now. So therefore, Korban for sure she has to bring, and the Kohen can eat from the Korban. Just that's the Chiddush here, that Lechumra, we have to be marked with to say that she doesn't have Yimei Taira. That maybe test by her the Yimei Taira, therefore she only has Tumas Nida now. Or else all the Chumras of Hilchos Leida and not the Kulas. Omer HaFuna, Funa says like this, what's going to be Hoitzi Uberes Yod, let's say the fetus sticks out its hand, the Zira puts it, comes back into the body again. Seema Tmei Leida, but that alone is called the Leida. Shneimer Apostolik says, Vehi Belidato, Vehi Ten Yad, you put out a hand, they put out a hand, so much for the hand alone is called the Leida. So Mar says, no, Mosav Reb Yuda, it says, Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi, if the fetus sticks out its hand, Einima Cheshesh, the Chodava, the mother's not Cheshesh for anything. So Mashma, it's not called the Leida. Amar Abnachman, Nachman says like this, so the Di, Meforshali, Menei De Rafuna, he was explained from Mefuna like this, that lochosh choshesh, that we are afraid about this. But you may toyele avimla, we don't give her, you may toyele. That we don't give her. Is lochesh chayshishis, we're afraid, but you may toyele avimla. We have a chshas to chumu, we'll give her, you may tumu, but not you may tayele. Add the nofik ruba until most of the body comes out. Then that's called a later. Someone says no. For any ima chayshesh to hold over comments, but not chayshesh for anything, it's mashma. Someone says, Amabaya, true. Ainu cheshesh the chol dovim midiraisim means midiraisim are not afraid of anything. Avu midrabonon do cheshesh, but midrabonon do yah cheshesh. So it is only the rabbonon the kachumra to say if the yad comes out that she's tummy. So most question I will cross comma first he dash in the posik. So most about that's only midrabonon. Will cross machta be yam, will cross only in the smachta. But the vadi midiraisa taka, it's not called a leida until either rove of the body comes out or else the head comes out. But just the yad, that's not called a leida. There's only a smachta midrabonin that mach will give it a tumas midrabonin, because otherwise people will think maybe that's called a leida. If you don't give it a tumah, they'll think you're not tummy. So therefore, it's only midrabonin and not midiraisa. Yeah. Yeah, good. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hamapelis tumtum viadrumus? And he has a miscarriage, and what comes out of tumta means that the mokum to tell whether the zoch and the cave is covered up. You can't see there. And andrugnis means that the fetus has two both simonim. He has simoni of a zoch and of a nekeva. The lochur is teisha of a zoch and a nekeva. We have to be machme lechum, we don't know if that's called a zoch or a nekeva. So you have to be machme both ways, that the first 14 days she's tamei, and then until the 40th day, that's all she has to make taira. What's when she gives birth to a shezim apelis? Tumtum v'zocher, a sofik and a vade zocher, or else androgynous v'zocher. So then again, teisha v'zocher and a keva, the same thing. The chumra, you have to be machmir, that maybe it wasn't a keva, so the tumtum. So therefore, the first 14 days she's tamei, but then you may tarry, you only give her until the 40th day, like a zocher. What's going to be tumtum in a keva? Like here, you know for sure when a keva came out, they're twins, or else androgynous in a keva, and androgynous came out, and in a keva with it. See, it's treated teisha of the nekeva. She has a loch of a leida of the nekeva. Bilvad. Therefore, the first 14 days she's tamei, but then the next 66 days is yimei tayra until the 80th day, because for sure she gave birth to a nekeva here. Therefore, it had a loch of tumor like a nekeva. What's going to be yotza mechutach? Let's say the body comes out in pieces, cut up, or else ay mesuris. Let's say the body, Rashi said, Masuris means upside down, the feet come out first. Then the locher is, Mishayotza Ruba Hareyu Kilud. When Rova, the body comes out, that's called a leider. But before that, not. Because if it comes out normally, the head first, the head is called a leider. But here, it comes out feet first, so the body, the feet is not called, the mother has no tumas leider, it's not called a leider, until Rova of the body, majority of the body comes out. Yotza Kedak, let's say the baby comes out normal. Chiyotza Rav Rosha. Then it's enough just to have Rav Rosha. In the case where the baby's alive, so as soon as the majority of the head comes out, that's called a leida. That's called Tumas Leida. V'yeza Rav Rosha, what's considered Rav of the head? Mishiyotza Padachta. When the forehead comes out, after the forehead is out, that's called Yotza Rubai. Now the Gemara says, Hashta Tumtum Luchudei. Fiandrugnis Luchudei. That when she gave birth to either a tumta by itself or a drugnis, it has a suffix, whether it's zocher or nekeva. So you say what? You have to be machmir both ways. So tumtum v'zocher, a drugnis v'zocher, me boy, what do you have to tell me then? Pshit, if there came out another one also, like a twin, a tumtum and a zocher, pshit, you have to be machmir both ways. What's the chiddush? By a tumtum alone, it's a suffix if it's nekeva or not. So if it came out with a zocher, it should be the same suffix also. Someone says, no, Yitzchak, I need both Kedushim. Because otherwise, in the time, I would have thought like this. Hoyu v'yomer, since Rabbi Yitzchak says, that the klal is that Isha must rast chilom, when they have tashmish, man and wife together. So if the Isha lets out first, like for ovaries, the eggs come out first, so then yoled is zocher. Then there'll be a boy. Isha must rast chilom, say the man lets out the zera first, then yoled is nekeva, then there'll be a girl. I would have thought like this, Eima, me the high zocher, since the twin that came out with this androgynous was a zocher, so I would have thought to say, hi nami zocher, that's the proof to say that this androgynous should have a din of a zocher on him. So therefore, you should only have tumas a zocher, not like a nekeva. Yes, kamashmala, no, that Eima could say, shneim as viva vasakas, that happened, that they both happened at the same time. And zu zochem zu nekeva, it's possible to say, one could be a zochem, what came out, and then drugness could have a din of a nekeva. That's the chiddush. That even though zochem came out with it, still the drugness has a suffer, whether it's nekeva or not, he'll have both dinim, you'll have to be machem in both ways, a zochem and nekeva. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav, tumtum v'yandrugnis, shero lubin oy oydem. Let's say it's tumtum v'yandrugnis, because it's a suffer, whether he's a zochem or whether he's a girl. So now, let's say he saw lubin white. That's like from a man, when Zara comes out, that's metam of the man. Why yaitim, or else he saw red come out. If a drugnis sees a lubin, so if it would be a zochor, he'd be tummy from that. But if he has luck like in a kevith, and the kevith sees white, she's tall. See, in the case of this drugnis saw white, or else why yaitim, he saw red. So it means blood. So again, if it has a din of a nekeva, he'll have to masnida. If he has a din of a zocher, he's tor. So locher is ein chayov ma'abiyas migdash. Let's say this tumtus now goes into a base of migdash. He's not chayiv for it, because there's a suffix whether he's tummy or not. And therefore, we ain't sorf and last a truma. If he touches truma, we don't burn it, because he's not vadai tummy. It's only a suffix whether he's tummy or not. So therefore, it's only toilin. We have to be only sure of one or the other. What's going to be if he sees both? Let's say Ro Loibin V'yoidim Kech. Let's say he sees both. He sees white and he sees red together. Then the locher is Ein Chayov Malbias Migdash. Then the locher is still, even though we saw both of them together, still you're not Chayov Malbias Migdash. If he goes into the base of Migdash, when he's Shoigeg, and then he comes out and finds out he's not Chayov Adi Korban. We'll start from the answer Truma. But Truma, yes, like for sure he is Tamei, and therefore if he touches Truma, we have to burn the Truma. That's what Rav Nachman Omer Rav says. The question is why? Like Lechur, if he saw both, the red and white, for sure he's Tamei, no matter what he is, whether it's Zohar or Nekeva. So that's trying Rav Nachman that he says that he goes into the Beis Migdash, he's not Chayiv. The answer is Shnem, the Pesach says, in this parasha of Beis Migdash, it says, Mi Zohar v'yad Nekeva. So we dashen that it's